أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah's perspective of humility and why and how humility comes within a person. To recap, one is the khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, knowledge of the akhirah. Thirdly, fear for the fire of Jahannam. This brings humility in a person. Further, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has added to that dimension, not contrary or contradicting it. He says that humility comes to a person when one realizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then one acquires the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is then that a person realizes, on the one hand, our inherent weakness as insan, as humans, as makhluk, as the creation of Allah. We have absolutely no power. All power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this quality comes within a person, that is the first aspect of it. Like Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah, O mankind, you are faqir. You are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is al-ghani. Allah ta'ala is independent. And it is only Allah ta'ala who is worthy of all praise. When this comes to a person, then that person becomes submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And secondly, in his dealings with people, he becomes compassionate to people, and the love of the people of mankind begins to enter his heart. This love is not a love that is with lust, but this love is a love because of his relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya ul-Ulum has written that if any individual makes a claim that he loves Allah Ta'ala, and he does not love the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, by having compassion for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person is not honest, he is lying in his claim of his love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now what happens then with his interaction with people? He begins to relinquish his rights. We have rights like the famous will be between husband and wife. So that human that has now the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, he realizes his weakness, and then he realizes his own faults, that he is full of faults. Whatever rights others owe him, he begins to let go of that rights. However, he fulfills the rights of others. And then lastly, he begins to realize his total faults within himself. And that brings about the situation where he gets that feeling then that others are better than him. He doesn't have the feeling that he is superior to others. So this is that humility that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. This is that humility that Allah Ta'ala wants us to bring if we want to be the ibad, the servants and the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now the ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Those who walk on the earth with humility. Yesterday we discussed there is tranquility, there is sakina, there is waqar, there is dignity in the walking of the person. But how exactly should a person walk? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that we were prohibited from walking hurriedly. In other words, in a manner in which we seem to be running, like how the Yahud used to do, that was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, we were prohibited to walk so slowly as though we are crawling, because that is how the Nasara used to walk in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our stride should be between the two. In the time, in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young man had been walking in a manner that was seeming to be slow, seeming to be crawling. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this, and this was Sahaba, this was the Khulafa'i Rashidin, these were those people, they were observant about every aspect of a person. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the man, "Are you sick?" So the person replied, "No, I am not sick." Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu commanded him to walk robustly. In other words, walk with your energy and walk in that moderate way, the way Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had explained it. Thereafter we find one Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had observed a young man also walking as though he was sick. He was walking very slow on the road. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked about this person, "Why does he walk like this?" So somebody responded that he is from the Qurra. In other words, he is a Qari of the Quran. And that probably entitled him to walk in that manner. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she responded and she said, "Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a greater Qari of the Quran." He was of course more knowledgeable. He was a greater Qari of the Quran. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not walk in that way. Rather, his walk was swift. Now, she didn't compare this young man to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's walk, or she didn't speak about that. But because they used this term that he is from amongst the Qurra, amongst the reciters of the Quran, she brought the comparison of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the second aspect she said about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he spoke audibly. People could hear him. It wasn't difficult for people to hear. So now we have this idea from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that when Allah ta'ala speaks about hauna, when the commentators speak about walking with sakina, decorum, it doesn't mean that a person will walk so slowly as though that person is going to die or as though that person is sick. However, our elderly, the infirm, those who have some disability, etc., they will be excused. But besides that, we need to walk in a manner that has, that shows that we are robust, and at the same time, it shows that we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, next we will discuss some aspects of the Mubarak walk of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.